Welcome to the patio, everybody. Hopefully you can hear us. Let me double check audio. I meant this. I can go because we have had nothing but technical problems. I had a power surge at the house, knockout my internet yesterday. We got it back. But what we didn't check was to check my computer that we run the patio show off of. And when I went power, it would not come on. So you know what I did?
Power to the people.
Whooped that tree.
Whooped it. I took that battery pack or power supply, whooped it, and it started working. But anyway, we are here. We are live. Guys, thanks for joining us. Arkansas is becoming a Star Wars planet, and I bet Wes is the only one knows which planet.
Hoth.
I knew it. See, I knew he'd know. Winter Storm Fern goes national. Isn't that a crazy name for Winter Storm?
When did we start naming storm?
About 10 years ago. Yeah. What's hotter than Arkansas's forecast? Everything else. Pop culture. I'm glad we got Wes in studio today because have you heard of PopCon?
I go to cons all the time. I don't know what.
No, that's specifically PopCon.
Okay, no, I don't.
He has to answer direct questions.
I don't think so. No,
he can have. Hey, try to get around.
Greenlandia. Apparently, Wes did not know where that was last week when he said it was east of Minnesota. But Jamie, first and foremost,
I am doing well. I am getting ready for.
I didn't ask you how you did, but I thought, of how you did.
I'm getting prepared for this upcoming snowpocalypse or.
Fern, why would you name a winter storm after a plant? That's what I want to know. Fern?
Why not?
What are you going to do during Fern?
Hopefully I'm not going to work.
Right? You have to work during Fern?
Man, we have just turned on all of our boilers. We're trying to heat this building.
Oh, you better go to work with the boilers.
If something collapses or busts or freezes. Ooh-wee. Yeah.
That's why you got that little four-wheel drive. I'm going to come back to the pop culture icon. Marty Bourbon Nerd. Whoa.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? We're trying to get gas and diesel and bread and milk. That's all we got to do.
Why does everybody need bread and milk?
Because we got plenty of bourbon.
Oh, okay. There you go. And guess we got
brushes, baby.
We got a surprise for y'all today. We got a surprise. Gary is back in studio. Hey.
I'm very elusive, like a shadow.
I'm shadow.
Yeah, I'm a shadow, or like a wild Pokemon.
Doesn't he look more gross?
You know, you gotta catch me.
Like, but the years have been hard on you. You've been here a few
weeks. I know.
Do you know you're famous?
Those are dog years.
I'm famous.
You're famous. Yes, they asked about you last night.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, I appreciate that.
We talked. If you got here on West time, you'd known that. We talked the whole discussion about. Actually, you were here when we had that whole discussion about it.
Okay. I was too. I missed the whole time.
No, West wasn't here.
No, you was out getting something to drink. There he is, Mr. Yeah. Popcorn himself.
I'm ready for my snowmageddon too.
You look like you're ready for Hoth.
What? You like a snow lady.
Yeah. Hoth.
Snow thing. What is your snow pronoun?
Snow they live.
Snow now.
Snow now.
Your snow now.
What are your snow nouns, Wes?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet.
How about snow and man?
Snow. Well, hey, you know yeah. Donnie used to call me my nickname in softball was Snowman.
Well, maybe because you just stood there and took it.
When I get hot, I start melting.
Maybe instead of furries, we'll call you flurries.
Flurries. I'll be flurries.
Let's jump in, boys. Arkansas breaks for a major winter storm with snow, sleet, low windshield. Look, we're going to be sub-zero windshield.
It will probably not do anything and be 30.
Well, here's the Hopefully. Thing. Over the last 24 hours, I went from excitement about like a foot of snow to probably 2 inches of ice. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. 2 inches of ice. That's a bad deal.
Dude, that's
do y'all remember surviving 94?
I do. I remember surviving.
I survived it, but I don't remember.
I remember it.
I remember 2000 is worse than I remember.
No, when it 16, we had 4 inches of ice on the roadways.
I don't remember. Well, 2000 was when we lost for 2 weeks.
Well, I lost it for 3 days, I think, in 16. But so we may be in the ice corridor. We had mentioned to you guys we would be at Blue Note this weekend. Ant got canceled. That's not happening. We'll probably be at the Bourbon Nerd's house, and he'll be at work. Yep. That's what I'm guessing how this plays out.
So the chances of getting snowed in at Blue Note ain't happening.
Nope.
Oh, because you could got there first and like got in the doors, and the snow came down.
Oh, them barrels.
I plan on showing up there at 2 o'clock Saturday
at work,
needing a place to
stay. I had a guy at work tell me he hopes we don't get snowed in at work. I said, "Listen, you choose where you get snowed in at." I've never been snowed into work.
A guy at work told me, he said, "Tell you, I'm gonna tell you now, I might not be able to make it into work, but if I'm here when the blizzard hits, I can get home."
You can be a trailblazer.
That's exactly right. There is no doubt about it. But no, really, this is supposed to be an historic storm. I thought 2021 was a historic storm. We had like 20 inches of snow.
That shut down Texas, remember? I remember. Because of the windmills or whatever.
Well, they were talking about 10 inches of Memphis, and I thought that sounded like a movie.
Oh, windmill. What does 2 inches of ice do to the windmill? Tear them down? The ones over at Wynn.
I know what ice does. Ice does about 2 inches.
It doubles its size. It doubles its size.
We'll get after the windmills and be waist tall.
Jamie's works on reverse thermodynamics.
What does 2 inches of ice do to solar panels?
I don't know. Never thought about that.
Can't do solar.
But can they do panels?
Maybe.
No.
Possible. But really, guys, we have a historic storm in the Mid-South. I sound like one of those YouTube weathermen I listen to. There's a historic storm.
What's that guy's name?
Max Velocity is one of them. And then
Ryan
Hall.
Ryan Hall,
whatever his name is.
He's a football player.
What's his name on Fox 13?
I do not watch.
Ryan Seacrest? Yeah, they're Ryan Seacrest too. Oh. Anyway, this guy was.
Pat Sajak?
Yeah, please.
The guy
with his bow tie?
Pat
Sajak. He said, Vanna, what's your name?
This guy was calling for 2 to 4 inches of ice.
Of ice?
Yeah.
Or snow and ice?
I was about to say,
he's an ice.
Here's the thing. The I-40 corridor, I don't know what happened to build I-40.
It always.
But it created this ice, snow pendulum, and it is always
one side of it will get all ice, one side will get all snow,
and it's always the point that it could move either way.
The I-40 corridor is real, yes.
So it's a pyramid.
Storms run up and down it. You know,
the pyramid will probably make it just miss Memphis. It's probably 104 degrees.
What are we doing I've got the tracker. I put a new canopy over the tracker, so I'll be able to shake it off and ride around.
Tell my wife, but I ordered some sleds.
Nice.
They should be here tomorrow.
But sleds on ice are horrible. Hold up.
One you can tie like a ski tube. One's a tube that you can tie behind a vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Or
hood.
We can take the hood off the track.
Yeah, car hood.
The hood. Hood's thin. A rock will probably do that.
You got some strap metal here.
I'll bring some
home. What fun things, you guys. So, look. Only that last big snow in 2021 is one of the few times I ever got to sled around here. I was sledding in Fayetteville. In Fayetteville in 94, it was the 94 storm that you were just talking about.
Yeah, that's ice.
Gary, we got ice here. We had snow, a lot of snow. We went to the cafeteria and took out the little trays, plastic trays, and went to the top of the hill and slid down the hill in those plastic trays. It worked pretty good.
Nice.
That's cool.
Come on, man. Cool.
I was much leaner back then.
Where's that bullshit button?
They welded the trays together.
No,
they got shot.
I was much leaner back then. I was very aerodynamic. It was. We used trays from cafeteria. Now I would need one for each cheek.
Terry put one on each foot.
They were skates.
They weren't skates. It was a sled.
Snowshoe.
I might have had to turn mine. I might have had to turn mine sideways, but we got down the hill. But you guys, we've always lived on flat land.
Yes. So typically we'll go down to like Cargill and hit the levee.
Yeah.
Levee's the highest point in the county for us.
My nose bleeds like on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Just don't go to the opposite side of the levee, though, you know.
Yeah. If you see five jackets, I'm layered like an emotional onion. Just peel me off. But I do really layer up. So it's called Fern. What? I'm with you, Jamie. Let me look this up. When did we start naming winter?
Yeah,
I don't recall naming Fern. You know, that rhymes with CERN. So that makes me think this is came from the big collider over in Switzerland because they made the black hole and now it's sitting in winter storm.
I can tell you've been hanging out with your youngest daughter because you are talking like you're talking to a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
I know Jamie kind of gives that same look. But try complete sentences.
I can't. I gotta talk chop. I'm not used to being on camera no more.
Scary happy.
Yep.
Gary, have another
drink. Anytime we have one like this, I think of that movie. What was it? 2012. where the storm, like,
how about Day After Tomorrow?
Pulls the atmosphere
from, how about Day After Tomorrow?
No, I don't think that
wasn't 2012.
That wasn't 2012. That was
Day After Tomorrow.
Day After Tomorrow.
Day After Tomorrow. Yeah,
Day After Tomorrow. That's what we're looking at. Day After Tomorrow. The Mississippi River may freeze and flow backwards.
Oh, we're gonna attack the world.
These rednecks around here, they will be out there ice fishing if it freezes.
Yes, they will.
Somebody lose a truck first day.
They'll be doing donuts.
I'll have a tracker out there on the river.
Does this help the ducks come in as well? Are they gonna be duck hunting with this much ice?
No, they got no water.
There's only 1 week left.
I think they'll keep going.
Keep going south. You're right. It's gonna be so cold.
They'll be at the coast.
I'm gonna tell y'all. I was listening to Max Velocity, one of the guys here, Ryan Hart, two guys listen to on YouTube, but he was talking about exploding trees. You ever heard of this phenomenon?
No.
When temperatures get below minus 20, the sap will freeze so fast in a tree that it doesn't like explode like shrapnel goes everywhere, but the tree is so loud, it's not like an explosion tree just basically falls.
Well, that's because it's water, it expands when it freezes.
And they're like expecting in the plains, temperatures to be in as low as minus 20 degrees. Not wind chill, but temperature.
They'll probably have them falling iguanas again in Florida.
Oh, yeah. So there's a baseball team that now is called the Falling Iguanas.
There was somebody did a barrel pick with bourbon that they called it. I can't remember who it was. But
so 2012 and 2013 when we started naming.
I did not know that.
2012.
Winter Storm.
Has one been named Winter Death yet? Because I like that. Winter Death.
I thought every storm that was coming to Memphis was Winter Death.
Yeah.
Winter Death 2012. Winter Death 2018.
Snowpocalypse is just, that's a classic.
The snowpocalypse.
Well, if we're going to have ice, what is it, ice apocalypse?
Ice apocalypse.
Or ice baby?
It's ice baby.
You got to be careful telling your workers. Dude,
we have had that.
Look out, guys. Ice will be here this weekend.
Look,
that can have different meanings right now.
I had to tell my safety guy to ease up on that.
Yep. Talking about ice coming?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to be careful.
You ain't going to have any workers left.
Nope. Not many.
Y'all would think we'd like planned that joke, but really we just fell off into it. Yeah, we didn't.
No, we went to work the other day, and the safety guy says, everyone needs to be careful. Ice is in front of the building. I was like, whoa! We're scared of them.
They started looking at each other like,
yeah. Look, we had a shout out to Watson Ice. You know, okay. Well,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Watson Ice, the people that,
that make ice.
Yeah. They had the ice machines around here.
Ice company.
So they're the twice as ice, nice as twice.
Well, I think Watson may be ice. A different one, but
yeah.
But they're those little things.
What else do they have? The bag.
They sell the bag and not the machine. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But their sales rep came to job site the other day. And where's that dog? He said, "Man, I was on what did you tell me he was at? He was down in the coast the other day, and he said he had to explain to people that's an ice company because his pullover said or Watson Ice.
People started surrounding him.
I think I changed my
mind. Oh, he's running.
Watson frozen water?
Yeah. How about that?
Watson's frozen cube-shaped water.
So we now name Winter Storm. What's something else that we name? What's something else weird that we name? I know we name hurricanes.
Yeah.
And we
you
just
know weird people name their vehicles.
I name every vehicle I got.
I've never
heard. Now, we had a whole show about the dealer.
My truck name is Lainey.
Lady?
Laney.
We was going to let people choose your name.
Yeah, the dither.
But dither. That wasn't necessarily a human name. It was going to be some like sexy name.
The dither.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's got a heart like a truck, sir.
Did any rest of y'all name your vehicle? I've never named
it. No.
I've named every vehicle.
A lot of the green truck, I called it the Green Monster. It was a very small.
Now, my Sandy
pickup
was Sandy.
I didn't call it that.
So Wes is a vehicle namer.
Yes, I am a vehicle namer. I am.
And you refer to it as such?
Yeah.
I've never heard you refer to your truck as Lainey.
Because I never talk about my truck to you.
We talk about your truck all the time.
We talk about doing stuff. My truck. We don't ever talk about
what kind of stuff you be doing. You talk about doing stuff to Lainey. I'm not telling a girl.
I thought, okay, now it makes sense. Yeah. I was going to say the same thing.
I'm not telling a girl. He's not going to sleep in Lainey. I was like, not.
He said I was checking out Lainey's undercarriage there today.
Up in Lainey, and I was I'd give him a high five for that one.
Yeah.
Lainey's tailpipe, I was like, good for you.
I bought Lainey some new shoes. I thought that had a whole nother meaning.
Like, Lainey sounds hot. He says, she is hot.
Yeah, exactly.
She is.
We thought he'd been dating Lainey for 6 months. This dude's only been driving.
I had to go jump off Lainey the other day.
What the heck?
So, all this whole time I was saying I'm going to go slide the diddler. Y'all was just like,
Oh, we knew that one.
I'm going to go get some dinner.
So how are winter storms named? You know, with hurricanes, it's goes down by the quarter, have pre-picked.
Yeah.
Unlike hurricanes, which are named officially by the National Weather Service, there's a much more laid-back approach. So who gets to name these? Maybe whoever calls them first. Maybe we should have come up with it first. There's a much more laid-back approach to winter storm naming. In fact, winter storms get their monikers from the Weather Channel.
Oh. Huh?
All right. I'm not going with Fern. We need to come up with our own patio name for this storm, and we're going to get it out there on social media. What'd be a better name than Fern? If Weather Channel.
Big Worm.
Frozen.
We are against Big Weather. The Weather Channel's Big Weather. We are against Big Weather. We like the little guys, the YouTube guys. What would be a great name for this storm? Not Fern. I can't. Fern's a stupid name anyway.
Windy.
Breezy.
You're not allowed to talk. Okay.
Yeah. No, hold up. He can talk.
Lightning.
Y'all need to leave that flurry alone.
I have two buzzers that me and Jane were going to have when you start talking, and I don't have them. I don't know what I did with them. They're around the house somewhere. I'll get them in here. And actually, with snow going on, I'm going to clean up the patio. Y'all get to see it. It's a patio over here, and he's cleaning.
I heard the best diss the other day, by the way.
What's that got to do with name of the storm?
I don't know.
You put something in the West Randomizer.
So, the train was invented in 1804. Before that, we had to rent a wagon on your mom.
No,
is that funny?
It has nothing to do with
it.
Gary, you're a smart guy, unlike the other guy. What would you name this winter storm?
We're all going to go around.
If you had to pick a name for this storm, what would it be, Gary?
It's going to be something scary. I don't know.
You're the one who made the rule on that.
Like winter death. Can we name them all winter death and just change it? Winter death A, winter death B.
What would you say? Why would you not go winter death one since there's only 26 letters?
What if it was in the spring and we get a late snowstorm? You call it winter death springtime.
We'll call it Cheryl.
All right. So winter death. Gary's winter death. Marty, what would you name this winter storm?
Frozen.
Frozen.
Let it snow.
Dig it.
Frozen or froze over or whatever.
Let it go.
That's all I can come up with.
All right. Are you ready to bomb a snowman or should I go to your brother over here?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to go to West first.
Big West.
Yeah, like, this is good.
It's named after me.
What you want to know?
That's scary?
Yes, it's scary.
What's scary about that?
Well, I'll be glad when we get Donnie and Gary both here at the same time. I will be glad when we get Donnie and Gary back. No, you will be banned outside. I will lock the door. Jamie, please save the show.
I'm not sure I can, but
Big West. I vote for Big West.
Big Jamie. Oh, good idea. I don't know. I still like Big Worm.
Big Worm.
Big Worm? Explain why.
Why not?
But at least Gary's got a reason. People are going to die potentially.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it's going to be scary.
It's life-threatening storm.
You got to scare people.
Worms are not very scary.
There's a big chill. Big chill.
Now, okay, I'm digging big chill.
Big chill?
I'm digging big chill.
Not better than Big West. Though.
Big chiller.
Big chiller.
Oh,
let's go.
Ice box. Oh, that's a good one.
What if we call it Southern Ice?
Twice as nice.
Southern Ice.
Everybody, I didn't have a good name either, but I'd like making fun of y'all's name.
I thought somebody had something.
That wasn't really easy.
I didn't have time to ask AI to name it. Let's ask AI. Let's see what Grok
says. What Grok says is what he should name.
Let's see what Grok would say.
It's going to say Big West, y'all. I've been working with AI for a while now.
Grok says Big West is a dumb name. That's the first thing Grok said.
That might have been the worst one.
What would be a cool name for a winter storm?
A historical winter storm.
Historical.
That's what they're calling.
Would that be an historical or ahistorical?
Ahistorical.
Ahistorical, because it's not a vowel that starts with
historical. But it's raining winterland. It sounds like a.
Yes, this is an H.
This is a great one.
Oh, there we go.
Greenlandia winter storm. What? No, I made that one up.
I was going to say, if I said that, right, you would have talked.
Y'all get to pick. All right, they gave us 10 to choose from.
Oh, okay. God. Okay.
The Frost Sovereign. The White Revenant. Ooh.
Oh. White Revenant.
Anything kind of racist tones up?
Boreas Reckoning, drawing from the Greek god of the North Wind. Perfect for brew. The Iron Winter.
Iron Winter. I like it.
Morana's Veil. That's pretty cool, too. Named for the Slavic goddess of winter and death.
I like that. See, that goes into the winter death.
The know? Eternal Drift. Now that.
Oh, I like it.
It never seems to stop. The Obsidian Blizzard combines the blackness of night skies.
I like Eternal Drift.
Ymiri's Fury. Silent Maelstrom captures the Septuagint. I'll tell you what, the Eternal Drift and the Iron Winter.
I'd win Iron Winter.
The I like both of those.
Sub-Zero's Fury?
Okay.
You got your Mortal Kombat.
Where's the butt there? That's
a good one. That's a Mortal Kombat reference.
And this is how we're going to refer to it from here on out.
The Eternal West.
I kind of like the Sub-Zero Fury. What'd you call it?
Sub-Zero's Fury.
As in Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat, yeah. You gotta have that. Everybody knows Mortal Kombat.
You gotta have that pop culture reference.
Gotta have that pop culture, because I am pop culture. I'm not like Wes, you know, that thinks.
He assumes
everything pop culture.
He thinks he's pop culture. Gary was talking like, Wes thinks he's pop culture.
Yeah.
I'm really pop culture.
Yeah,
okay.
You told me.
Right, here we go. We're gonna take a vote right now. Hold on.
We had three
to choose from. The Iron Winter. Let me see your hand.
That's a strong one. I like that. Can I just vote on ones I like?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that one.
The Eternal Drift.
I like that one.
That's my favorite. All right, that's four.
That's my favorite.
There was one more. What was it?
Sub-Zero's Fury.
Sub-Zero's Fury. It looks like it's the Eternal Drift. All right, we will forevermore reference this January 2026 Winter Storm as the Eternal Drift.
The Eternal Drift.
We're putting an official statement out on X.
Mm-hmm.
And
do we have an X account?
We do.
Okay.
And actually, we get a lot of views on that.
Do we really?
We just never look at it. Yeah. We do. We get like 60 views on it.
Yeah, you're right.
That's going to give it to you.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to come back. We're going to close with some discussions about the winter storm. But you know what? Our new favorite segment, Policy or Punchline. Y'all ready?
All right.
Oh, boy.
All right. And I'm sorry if I've read these before, because I think I made the same ones up again. Is there a law that says you must pronounce Arkansas correctly? Jamie?
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
Gary?
No.
Marty? It is a real law. Jamie knew it. He knew it.
I figured you might
formalize the pronunciation.
He was quick. Arkansas. I figured you knew that.
Policies are punchlines, by the way. That was real.
Jamie's got to be aware of the law so you don't get in jail.
Now, speaking of... the Eternal Drift. In Minnesota, all snowmen over 8 feet tall must have a construction permit.
Martin. No.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree to that one. That sounds legit.
No, it sounds too legit.
To quit? Yes.
No, that's made up.
Oh, come on.
Yep. Completely fabricated.
It must be 10 feet.
Just like snowman.
Yep.
Eternal West.
You may not whistle for your canary before 7 a.m.
I think that's real. That's policy.
You may not whistle for your canary.
Well, yes.
You think it's real?
I think it's real.
I believe that's real.
That's real.
I don't know what it means. I'm going to say yes.
Well, if your canary
can't whistle for your bird.
It is real. In California, it's real law.
Can't go.
There we go. Gary, you lived in Nebraska for a while, right?
Yes, I did.
In Nebraska, sandwiches must be cut diagonally unless approved otherwise. Jamie?
No.
No.
I'm going to say no to that.
Wes?
They're not big enough sandwich.
All right, y'all hit that with no.
They're not big enough sandwich in Nebraska. They like Runzas.
You cannot gather seaweed at night. Yes. Gary?
I think that's a policy. I think because seaweed feeds off water and stuff. I think it messes the ecosystem.
Yeah, I believe so.
Wes thinks so.
Dangerous, yeah.
Jim?
I would say no because you didn't give a specific location.
Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
That's a fact.
I would say yes.
That's a fact.
It is a fact.
See,
the Massachusetts law falls under the old-fashioned public safety and exotic animal. Handling rules are crafted during a period when traveling circuses and animal exhibitions were common.
They're trying to protect their crabs.
Gorillas and other primates were sometimes transported in private vehicles, leading to safety issues for both. Oh, no, it's the wrong one. Never mind. I read the wrong one. Seaweed at night, New Hampshire. It is a real law, though.
Yeah. Okay. It's not the crabs then.
This one, right, check this out. All right, this one y'all probably gonna guess, but no gorillas allowed in the back seat of your car, Marty.
That's true.
What about glorillas? You know,
glorillas. Oh,
she's a flow-rilla.
In the back of your car. I don't know.
Exactly. Back of my car. She'd be rapping.
Gorillas. No gorillas allowed in the back seat of your car.
I'm gonna say sure. Why not? Yes.
Wes.
Well, you know, I'm going to say yes, but it's a bad idea no matter what.
Yeah. I'm going to say you. It's a policy.
It is. In Massachusetts, and I read it the wrong line for while the other one's correct. But it was because people traveling circuses would carry exotic primates in the back of their car.
Huh, but maybe chimpanzees are safe, though.
So Wes can't put a gorilla in Laney.
You know chimpanzees, when they attack, they'll eat your genitals first.
What? I thought they attack your nose first. Well, okay. Like your appendages.
Well, they go for your genitals
and your fingers. And yeah, because those are just hanging there. You know, they just go for it. Your face is just hanging there, right?
Your face is just hanging there.
Your nose be pointing at them and stuff, you know? They take offense.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here.
Have you heard your first chimpanzees take genitals?
Yeah. Florida requires all turtles to have reflective tape during mating season.
I thought you can't touch a turtle.
That's protection.
Yeah, but that's why they got tape. Oh, shoot.
They got to wear protection?
All Florida requires all turtles to wear tape during mating season.
False.
That's false.
False. You can't touch them.
It is false.
You can't
touch them things. They're in danger.
Okay, let's do two more. You can't drive a black car on Sundays in Denver.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say no.
I don't think so.
On Sundays?
Yes, when
you do. I'm going to say... It's a policy. It sounds too stupid.
No, it's real.
See,
In Colorado. Wait,
oh, can I guess why?
Yep.
Because they mistaken it for funerals.
Blue laws. Officer restricts certain colors of vehicles or types of business. Denver kept this relic on the books, even though cars are allowed to drive whenever they want to. There you go.
Has anybody noticed how uncolorful or non-colorful, how they limited the colors of cars on modern cars?
Oh, yeah.
Go look at cars of the 70s and 80s.
Even 90s.
James,
right. If you were to go back and look, but it's not just cars. It's McDonald's. It's Mons. Well, let's talk about that after. I got one more to do.
Y'all. Okay.
You can't honk near a sandwich shop or near a sandwich after 9 p.m. You can't honk near a sandwich.
Near a sandwich?
Near a sandwich.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say that's not a policy. No.
I think
Wes is right. Wes is a genius. It's an Arkansas law.
Arkansas.
Yep. When it came, let's see, it prohibits honking your horn in any establishment serving cold sandwiches, drinks, or sandwiches after 9 p.m.
You misrepresented. You said buy a sandwich.
Near a sandwich.
Not a sandwich shop.
Same difference.
No.
I might have a sandwich in my house.
It's a sandwich shop. Yeah, so that's a much different word. Works better.
I scared you're like going to shoot your mayonnaise or whatever. Make it a
guy.
Security.
Blow your mayonnaise away, buddy.
All right, so that one will stick around. We seem to have fun with that one.
Yes. Indeed.
Wes is probably look.
Well, Wes, if you would word it correctly,
Wes is the idiot savant. He had no problem understanding.
No, I did not. First of all, you left the state off of one. I had to call you out.
It didn't matter. Oh, so the state matters.
Yeah, because if you had just a blanket statement, I've said.
So no. If I say anything in California, you're gonna say yes.
Marty noticed it when he said the state, I instantly agreed, right?
But because, all right. So I will make it sound correct moving forward because the state, I would say in this state.
I thought that's what we were supposed to be doing.
Well, you have to guess.
We should get the states next time.
You know, the policy. I probably would have gone to the Cecily, but I know that's what I said. Back to the cars.
It's not just cars, Jamie, that are monotone now. There's been this whole push. McDonald's. You remember what McDonald's looked back like in the 70s?
Homes.
Everything's monotone. The color.
So y'all go look at my house. My house was built in the early 80s, I think. It's yellowish.
Green. You got dookie green.
Baby green.
Seaweed green.
Like my mom and dad's house.
Yeah.
How do you have an opinion on what colors are?
Yeah, you're colorblind, bro.
How do you have an opinion on this?
But still, there are not as many red vehicles. Yeah. They're definitely not yellow. Green are not as prominent.
I mean, how many blue gray you still see nowadays?
There's a belief. Look, there is a conspiracy theory that goes off deep claiming that this is so that people will be okay eating oatmeal and living in gray houses and
just like,
don't need donuts.
I got to call time out. I know we're not supposed to look at messages. Mr. Mom will know why my joke.
Why you got it up?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. No, you lied.
Put your phone down.
Because your mom won't know why my
good. That's a view.
Why your mom won't know why my junk is out around chimpanzees?
Yeah, inquiring minds want to know, Jamie. Why wasn't your junk out around chimpanzees?
But back to the color of beer. Mr. Mom,
you got him in trouble, Mr. Mom.
I don't get in trouble. So yeah, they were limited.
Charlie, if you ever watch an episode, I hope it's this one, and you know that he stays in trouble.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah. Actually, it did get warm all of a sudden. Yeah. I thought it was just me. It's probably because it's so cold outside.
Yeah. But yeah, everything's gray, black, and white.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. Or like that brown.
Now, I like black clothes because it made me look thinner. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I believe. Mm-hmm. Look what you're wearing.
Most of us got black on.
I'm green. Jamie's got green.
Got black on. We look thin.
So I'm thinking my son might be colorblind too. Because his basketball team is the Hornets. Like, it's the old school jersey.
It's the teal.
And he said, we were talking about his jersey wasn't in yet, so he needed something to wear. And he said, yeah, jerseys are blue and purple. I said, bro, that's teal. He said, no, it's blue and purple. Right.
I have weird thoughts sometimes. I can't help myself.
Weird thoughts.
So how do you know that red to you is red to somebody?
Well, I will tell you that I can't take credit for it. man, I wish I could.
You know he has some.
Jamie Tecito used to call this, I think she called it the crayon theory.
Yeah.
But her theory was, like you said, red to me could not be red to you, might not be red to you.
But we both see the same things. Call it red.
Because yeah. You're defined to say whatever color you saw is red.
Exactly.
Whether it's blue to me,
Well, that's like, we're supposed to live like 0.06 seconds in the past. Like, when by the time we see something and our brain registers.
Well, no, I agree with that. Yeah, it's
still here. 0.6 seconds.
It's no different than the
when you're driving down the road,
I would be so glad when Donna comes back and just sit there.
I am forever.
No, well, so what he's saying is that's something different than like the sunlight you see is 8 minutes old.
Yeah. So 0.6 seconds.
Oh, the sunlight you see is 8 minutes old?
Yeah
it takes that long.
Yeah, So what he's saying is
the perception you see is really tenths of a second old.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to do a whole episode. Have y'all ever seen the MDMT and the laser stuff?
Isn't that the wrestling move that Jack Snake used to
say? That's a drug.
No, it's a drug. You take a drug and use a laser.
Like something you spray in your yard.
That's
MDT. Anyway, y'all know what we're talking about. Yeah. We're going to do a whole episode.
We're going to do the drug.
We might do it, and Marty would have to do the laser for us.
Yeah.
I want to see what that's
like. Laser.
Okay, January is hot stuff for cold days. I don't know why I said that. Honolulu currently hosting a massive PopCon. Honolulu, we should be there. It's hosting a massive PopCon with comics, cosplay, and collectibles. Everything. A storm stranded Arkansas. Can't have because flights are canceled. Flights aren't canceled. Let's go to Hawaii.
We can go to Hawaii.
I've never been. I know you recently went.
I did. Literally, I decided today I'm going to Hawaii tomorrow, and we went. It was awesome. I had a great time.
I've never been to Hawaii either.
Me either.
So, Wes,
PopCon.
You don't know anything about PopCon?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I know what pop culture is.
So, there's a
aren't they all PopCon, basically?
There's a con coming to Memphis.
Oh, Lord.
I saw a... Now it's
PodCon.
Con Main.
So, you take your money there and somebody takes it from you. Pond. For you not Memphis, there Memphis, Maine is Memphis, a thing around
Maine.
Here.
Just Maine. It's like we have a snow Maine, pond, Maine. A weather Maine.
Did you just come up with that?
Yes,
that's a good one.
But there is a real con coming to Memphis. Like everyone was called,
they got a couple of years.
They do. I don't ever get to go. I always want to go.
They're always horrible.
I think the con man always comes.
He's there every day.
One big one.
Yeah.
So they have a bunch of little ones and hotels and crap.
And I think so they're not related cons? Okay.
PopCon's coming to Memphis.
It may be PopCon.
I've never heard of PopCon. Wes, have you ever been to PopCon?
No, I have not.
He said the popcorn.
No, I don't think, Jeff. It was popcorn coming to Memphis. We have popcorn.
It's PopCon.
Did y'all see where the
MegaCon?
MegaCon. That means all
that's the monster
cons.
Trucks,
man. It's in May. That sounds like fun. Blue City Comic Con, March.
That was when I saw Blue City Comic Con.
Anime Blues Con.
I always like to see who's the special guest. Somebody I want to see.
The one I want to go to is Dragon Con down in Atlanta.
Dragon's nuts.
That's the big one.
That's a big one. Hey, drug a big one.
Yeah, that's the big one.
So what's stopping you from Dragon to Con? Hey, Dragon Con.
I've never been. I don't know.
Go.
Never been.
So what?
When is Dragon Con?
Hold on.
Who's your favorite dragon?
Hey, oh, Tom's not going.
We should go to Dragon Con. We could stay with Tom Black. I hope Tom Black's in the chat. We could stay with Tom Black.
Oh, whoa. You, sir, do not look at chat.
No, I get to y'all can't. But anyway,
he can do what he wants.
So
hold on, I'm gonna look it up. What's it called, Wes? Dragon Con.
Dragon Con.
What's so great about Dragon Con?
It's just huge. It's this big event they have.
I'm sure it is.
Largest multi-genre and pop cultural convention is Dragon Con. All I see is a bunch of stinking. Hold on, let me see if I can get this up here.
Wonder Woman.
That looks pretty cool.
Okay.
They're all Wonder Woman.
I think I
seen Pebbles. Bag that thing up.
Pebbles.
Look on the end on the right. That's Pebbles, ain't it?
I thought Betty.
Oh, down there on the right.
Betty, bro. Pebbles, that's like, you know, Pebbles.
Might even drive a dinner down there.
Why is it a bunch of women there? Is that who goes to Dragon Con?
Is that what?
That's a good idea.
Dragon Con?
Okay. Look, you know what? You might be selling me on these cons.
All I will say is I've heard rumors about Dragon Con.
Okay.
It's like a town hanging for nerds.
Jamie, they're looking for volunteers.
Talladega for nerds.
Hold on. They're looking for guests. We can be a guest.
I'm going to be a guest.
Let's get press passes.
Can we get a table?
Oh, a press pass.
We can set up like it is in a minute.
That's how we press these nuts.
Let's see what's on the form. All right, let's see if we meet the criteria. Uh-huh. We appreciate your interest in attending Dragon Con.
Oh, I want to.
No, we want to get a special guest.
Yeah, they need to invite.
I've got an 04th from Dragon Con.
New guest. Mm-hmm. What's your professional stage name or pseudonym? Bourbon of Fortenberry.
Bourbon Nerd.
Powerful.
Yes.
Yeah, a Bourbon Nerd. There we go.
Gay Holiest of Holes.
Short 50-word bio written in third person.
Okay.
And then the long bio, a current biography written in third person for our progress program book and website. No application. I bet we could get in there. I will guarantee you. May 31st. Isn't that Labor Day?
No, that's Memorial Day.
That's the week after, ain't it?
Maybe so. Yeah, this year's week. Okay, so look. I will bet you we could get in there. We get a whole table. A whole table, and people would have us sign stuff.
I guess what graduation is, but yes.
And we should all dress as dragons at Dragon Con.
We would be like Gary the Powerful. He's a dragon slayer, and Father Fortenberry is the father of all dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And he's well known across Arkansas.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Where's it at?
Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Atlanta.
As long as Tom Black would
love. Tom Black would be there. He'd be Black Dragon.
And I would want Sideshow.
The Black Dragon.
Y'all don't know.
The Black Dragon.
The Black Dragon.
Hey. You said the Grand Dragon. You go there and act oblivious.
Oh, Tom Black is still in here.
Tom Black, you have no idea what he's.
That's okay, now we're getting hot in here.
That's wrong.
Act stupid after you have no idea.
Kind of like the Dave Chappelle skit. Yeah,
I'm a red dragon.
I am the Grand Dragon.
That'd be
all right for those of you that don't know what a Grand Dragon is.
Hit pause.
Look it up. Oh my gosh, we don't get tickled like Gary is here.
I just inspire, is all I do. Inspire good work.
I'm proud.
I was too.
I can't take your shirt off.
What to do at DragonCon? Here we go.
Not what Jamie said.
What to do at DragonCon?
Whoa. That picture represented a lot different than the last picture. It did.
That's the witch.
From Hocus Pocus. The Sandersons.
See that?
Contest. What are some contests they do? Animation, anime costuming contest. We wouldn't fit
that. We would not do that.
Westmont. Bunny Hutch costume contest.
Oh, but I had a bunny hop. I could do that.
Bunny Hutch.
You got a bunny costume.
I do got a bunny costume.
It would. You get voted on best overall.
Okay.
1 through 5. Host choice. Best pop culture.
You like the Grand Dragon's outfit? Best,
you know what, Jamie? Even if you don't get invited, you should. Look.
If they go back and look at the show, absolutely not. We're not getting invited.
Oh, that's terrible.
All right, here's events that are at DragonCon. Oh, check out this picture. Now, that's your type of event right there.
Are they wrestling?
That's wrestling.
That's wrestling.
Yeah. Let's see. Author signings, DragonCon burlesque. You could do that one.
Oh, burlesque.
Yep.
Scantily clad.
Night at the Aquarium, DragonCon. Okay. Georgia Philharmonic Orchestra presents. Oh, that's a big deal. Yeah. They got the orchestra there. Late Night Puppet Slam.
That doesn't look fun. I feel this like poetry. I like the fucking like puppets or body slam.
Maybe wrestling.
It'd be a midday puppet slam.
Live performances and DJs. The Palmetto Knights Tournament. Okay. Dragon Con's Pinups by the Pool Party.
Oh.
Nice. Reading sessions, Twisted Tunes.
Oh, that sounds like it gets a little risque.
It does. Okay. And wrestling. Wrestling.
Okay.
This Dragon Con seems pretty cool.
It does. Wes?
Yeah. Mm. Okay. I'm down.
You down for Dragon Con?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tried to get y'all a couple years ago to come down to SpotCon.
Yeah.
That was last year.
Was Hot Springs? That Hot Springs one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to go to that
one. I can't remember my commercial company now, so I don't know how it's going to be this year. In fact, they moved it.
Oh, I was going to say, are there going to be scalpers? First can we buy a ticket on the outside to get in?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, well, City of Hot Springs used to run it, so it was all kind of local based. Now they still doing that.
So like the flow over goes to the hot baths over that bathrooms or whatever.
Greenland is in the news, boys and girls. Wes told us that Greenland was east of Minnesota.
He's not wrong.
No, he's not.
Yeah. If you go all the way around, you keep going.
North. Greenland is due north. I guess you could argue it is still east because we're round, maybe. If we're round.
No. Yeah. It's a flat earth.
Yeah, it's a flat earth. You're not. So
you would head northeast.
I like Trump. I'll just throw it out there.
We just lost 12 years. Thanks, Jamie.
Oh, we gained two. Why
y'all looking? See, this is our problem right here. Y'all know the rules.
For real. You are interrupting the Grand Dragon. This is insanity, though.
They get banned.
You're right.
I think they gained in today. But go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, this is an insanity that we're discussing this.
That Greenland becoming a territory?
No, that we would even. I ain't gonna lie to you. Part of it is like I'm all for it. But I mean, that is a NATO ally.
What's the island?
NATO dead. That's a real discussion to have.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's probably so. I mean,
the North American Treaty.
They got to have the United States.
What's NATO stand for?
No.
North American Treaty Organization.
That's right.
That sounds right.
You just think of
it. No, I'm sure that's what it is.
Yeah, I think that's right.
What's the island that Canada and like Great Britain fight over every year?
Like Ireland?
No, it's a little bee island. Like
the Falcons?
Wales.
It's a little bee island.
All right, we're not going. We're talking about Greenland. Quit hogging my show. but still, look, we have been a period since World War II of peace. Really, mm-hmm. I mean, there's war, but it's been peace.
What's the irony, though, that Germany was seeing the people or troops in. I mean, last time Germany's in a war, they was against the world.
It's not like we're trying to take over Greenland. They just want to be able to put all his troops there.
We already look the troops.
We already have troops there. I don't really know.
The troops that we have there outnumber the troops they sent over to protect.
Yeah, he said he wanted to put like a golden dome there, so they, like the Iron Dome.
They said 18. We have 150 there already. Hmm. So if you look at a real world map, Greenland from Russia and from China is not far.
Yeah.
So if there was a nuclear strike from either one of them, the rockets would almost certainly cross over Greenland.
Yeah.
At least their territory.
And that's why we want. That's why we would like to have them. Yeah. That's right. That's why I said they want to set up something like the Iron Dome there. Is what I heard.
Europe should be want that.
Yeah.
They're so.
I think the Orange Man arrived in Davos.
Yeah. You know, a lot of is the way he presents stuff. I mean, if he didn't present it as I want to take over Greenland.
I'll pay the Greenlanders.
So what is it?
$100,000.
Greenland's owned by Denmark.
Take over Arkansas. I'll pay the $100,000 piece.
Something like that.
Did anybody see where?
Nope. Like, nobody saw it.
Air Force One was forced down today.
I did see that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I thought that was a joke.
No. The Air Force One was forced down. They said they had mechanical issues, but it seemed like there was a little more to it than that.
They immediately got him off plane, put him on an airplane, got him the heck out.
What about him? Go somewhere.
Sounds like he should have listened. He got two per. He had
an unspecified island to get to.
Minor medical issue.
Look, I do know this.
Booster shot.
Shifting gears here. It looks like they're going to press charges on Don Lemon.
Oh, yeah, for entering that church. Yeah.
Why do people hate Christian?
Because we're the,
it's easy target.
Easy target because anything we do, we'll see is
martyrism.
Yeah, because we're seen as Christians are sort of seen as the majority. So if you're a minority to the majority, it looks like you're, you know, doing something bad.
Yep. Let's go back to Snowmageddon. What is your Snowmageddon, or what we call it? Eternal Drift. The eternal drift is moving in all the way. It will come all the way from the Texas all the way across to Virginia. What is your survival list? Jamie, you're a survivalist. What is your survival list? What are things you must do? Marty mentioned it in the intro. Marty, let's go with you first. What's things you must do before the eternal drift?
So arrives? I went and got diesel and gas today. Mm-hmm. I got plenty of propane.
What do you need diesel for?
For the torpedo heater. If we had to go live.
Oh, okay. Hey, we got little generator live.
Yeah. We got that jet.
We got generators. Dadgummit.
So we keep shopping.
Oh, I put a chain in my truck.
Get you pulled out.
Pull out. I mean, if it comes down to a fight, I'm going to have to use it. Tie somebody up.
Gary, what's something that you... And then prep.
I'm gonna go charge all my batteries. I got a lot of backup battery packs.
I ordered a jump pack too.
I got a bunch of big battery packs I could jump cars off with and charge cell phones because you need cell phones.
Back in the day, prep Gary was not solid. New Gary is. New Gary brings a lot.
Prep Gary be like, oh, it's gonna be icy.
A junkyard will show you some things. I'll tell you that right now.
Like
things, things you may not want to see, you know. Use toys of some things and other things.
Wes, what's something you've done for the eternal drift?
Figure out how to get to Terry's house.
I will have a generator sitting on my patio ready to rock and roll. I got to get extension cords run, places
I'm
running. Can chili.
That sounds like a
Terry. I need to put a switch. A switch. You already. Oh, you need to do that.
Can chili.
It would be hard to do.
Man, you can trade it, man. Trust me.
Jamie, what's the one thing you don't have whiskey at your house like the rest of us?
Yeah,
for that, I got a couple bottles.
That's only for half a day, Jamie.
I mean, I know. I've had them there. I've got a bottle of rum. I got a bottle of rum.
Oh, so
a couple bottles.
Look, the liquor store is closer, but he'd come over here.
And it's free.
No, it's like I forgot. I do have another bottle of that Maker's.
Oh, there's one. There's one at my house.
I remember I had two.
Yeah.
Wes, if you're here and he makes it your house, you're in trouble, buddy.
I am dead gone. My whole life.
All right, Wes, when you come, if you come to my house, I need that River Roots Weeded Warrior. You got and the beacon. You got the beacon, right?
No, I don't have beacon. None
of us have big
notes.
You know, this stuff was some important stuff.
I've tried to get a big
for prepping. Flashlights.
matches.
We talked about batteries.
Lighters.
You just say flashlights.
Yeah, I don't know. I did.
Well, those booster packs have
flashlights. What are you going to do running around with just booster stuff? You're going to have them sell a light.
They got light on.
Yeah, some of them got lighters on.
Propane. My house is 100% all electric.
Firewood.
Mm-hmm.
So that really, I just
have water. You got to have water in case your pipes burn.
I may have my fire pit in the living room. Just rolling in.
Hey.
We can go out to Marty's shed.
As long as you got plenty of propane. Over that's here. Why I got diesel.
I mean, I've only got two tanks, but I mean that's enough. I have
six. That torpedo heater, I think Rusty put in his garage attic one time.
Yo, if you get frozen pecs, yeah, that'll do it.
I get frozen pecs all the time. They stick like this.
I have one pex line in my attic. Everything else is a blow slab.
I have a heat trace on mine.
Do you?
I have electric, so
I do put a heat light on my hot water heater.
I need to do a transfer switch. It's only a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, that's we need to do.
It'd
be
real easy to do, and then you can run things. But my little generator, we ran for 3 days. We'd turn that, run all the network stuff. We can live.
The most important stuff. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to tell you now, if I lose internet, I'm going Starlink after this. If we lose power and I lose internet, I'm going Starlink.
I have several people work that have got Starlink.
Yeah, so
I thought about it for the camper.
What's the one thing? So, like, power goes out, which I got a generator. You got a generator. What's the, beside a generator, what's the one thing you, like, I got to have?
Like, I'll tell you about that. Luxury thing?
Anything.
You just said it. Internet.
Pack of skip bow cards.
Oh, there you go. I got games. Yeah. I think I got games.
Dude, that makes it like downtown.
Uno or, yeah.
We got to be able to get on Discord.
You got to have your phone.
I think we got to have internet.
You got to have your phone. And enough battery for your phone.
But if enough power goes out, the phones are going to lose connection.
Not if you
we ain't going to have nobody to talk to.
I got one of those winding chargers.
Yeah, and he can charge his phone.
Wes, you can sit over there and do a treadmill. We'll generate power so I can get on Discord.
There you
That's
go.
What we'll do.
Okay. Hey, so I got a whole box of manga I hadn't read, so I've got plenty to do. A
box of who?
Manga I haven't read.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what manga is?
No.
I have no
is it like a clue.
And I'm sure that the 17 people watching have no idea what you're
doing. Is that plural for mongoose?
No.
Manga.
Google what? Manga.
If you no, you tell us. You give your definition. Okay. I don't even know how to spell
yeah,
it.
You know what anime is, right?
Oh yeah.
Manga is the written form of anime.
How you spell it?
M-A-N-G-A. Diggle pick. You need to tell Diggle.
But is it anime like?
It's a style of Japanese comic books and graphic novels aimed at adults as well as children.
So how do you see their mouth moving at different times? If it's
for real,
you read them back. You read them back. Read.
Is that why
I'm
supposed to have that? I know what you're talking about. I've seen those.
You just
I've seen them.
He's demonic. You read it backwards?
Yes.
It reads from the, like, what we would say here in the back.
What is the greatest Kung Fu movie ever? I'll go first. Kung Fu, the End of the Fist.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's such a good one. What's the cow?
No, that's Kung Pao.
Enter the Dragon.
Kung Pao. Kung Pao Enter the Fist, right? It's Kung Pao.
No, Pao. Two different movies.
Is it?
Kung Pao.
The one with the girl running on wee oo wee oo wee oo.
Y'all know. Y'all can make fun, but when I was a kid, I loved the Kung Fu movies, and Enter the Dragon is by far the best Kung Fu.
That's the Bruce Lee story, right?
Bruce Lee, yeah.
The Kung Pao is the one where he's like, says like 30 minutes worth of dialogue and goes,
The girl running on wee wee. It sounds like Miss Piggy.
All right,
that's a cool one.
Marty, hit that button. We've done.
Oh, we're not done yet.
Okay.
Oh, I do want to say something. You say we're white folks in a motorcycle race.
I did. White folks in Memphis. He's a icon. Okay.
Yes.
I used to watch him all the time. Jamie Parton words.
Oh, look, I thought
it was going to be racist when I saw
him. No. Wow.
Hey, guys. Thank
you.
Put Bobby back on the patio, guys. Enjoy it.
Mark.
Hey, thanks for watching. And y'all stay warm.
There may be 5 days alive from the patio. You never know.
Courthouse wall. All over I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall. Somebody
done say how long.